What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
We're so fucking happy right now, you guys. I haven't been home in a fucking month, okay?
Literally, your bed has not, like, felt your body in one whole month.
This is not a flex. It's a flex, but it's also not, it's not a flex, but it's a flex because I've been traveling my ass off
around
worldwide. Yeah. 2 hours to Palm Springs, a flight to Mexico.
A globetrotter, everybody.
Globetrotter, baby girl. Mexico was dope. It was cool. If you guys saw my Instagram story, I of course only did the highlights,
of course.
Because no one ever posts the bad shit on Instagram.
Right.
But,
should we talk about the lowlights?
Yeah. Do you guys want to know the lowlights? No? Yes? Oh, you said yes? Oh, okay, great. You said, oh, you're turning it off?
An opportunity for you to tell a story?
Story time, motherfucker. Story time, motherfucker. Okay? Because it's just too good. It's just too good. I asked God, I said, what karma was I? Why did I deserve this karma? Is it because I've talked about the intricacies of every relationship I've ever had on this fucking podcast?
Yeah.
I don't really know what it is. I thought I was a good human.
Oh.
But then I was like, oh, maybe someone had some evil shit stirred up for me. And they were like, we're going to hit you with it.
Yeah.
The third night of you being in another fucking country.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, how on brand for Mexico, though, right?
So on brand, right? First night, great. Second night, great. Last of the second day, right?
Right.
There's like me and 15 other straight girls stank.
Were you included in the straight girls?
Nah,
straight girl that
I was
weekend?
Straight on this weekend. I'm at a bachelorette party for one of my best friends. We're all staying in this like dope, like treehouse vibey house in Mexico in Sayulita. And
really cheap too.
Soup's cheap. Okay. And the end of the second day, the house manager, he goes, hey ladies. He's like trying not to be a dick, but he's like, low key, you guys are going to die if you stay here. So you guys are going to have to leave the house because there's going to be a rainstorm coming in tonight in the next, I don't know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
So all of your blacked out asses need to get your shit together ASAP.
Get the fuck out of this treehouse.
Get the fuck out of this treehouse that has windy, muddy roads down that you need to take golf carts up to get to.
No.
And get your ass closer to the airport if you can, because you motherfuckers are going to be rained in here and you're not leaving Mexico for maybe 2 or 3 days. And we were like, bet. The bride's fiance, because remember, sister eight, staying in a house. He's staying in a house 45 minutes away in Punta Mita with all of his buddies.
Yeah. Also really cheap.
Also really cheap place.
Yeah.
The men, half of the men there are dating the girls that are in the house that I'm with.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? Let's fucking go. Bring it on. It'll be a story. If I'm stuck in Mexico. Yeah. My friend and I were like, yo, let's just stay. Like, who cares? And then the house manager was like, no, Senorita, like you really need to go.
Not Senorita. No.
And we were like, okay.
Okay.
Alrighty, we'll get the fuck out since you said so, not everyone else. So we end up getting to the guy's house. The power is out. We walk into this beautiful home and the entire floor is just soaked with water because there's a rainstorm and it fucking seeped through the door. Like the door was left open. The entire floor was covered in water. The power is out, but it's a fucking rainstorm. So we're like, what can we do right now? Let's all fucking jump in this pool in the backyard, that in the patio, whatever thing that they had.
Sure.
Pouring rain, 20 of us jump in the fucking pool, raging our faces off.
Yeah.
Drinking beers, you know, we're really just fucking living it up in Mexico. This is an experience, right? 3 hours in, the power's still not on.
Yeah.
We don't have food. We're running out of water. The only thing that we have is alcohol.
I thought you were going to go with each other, and then you hit me with alcohol, and I was like,
nah. Yeah, we got each other too, but hey. So we're drinking, we're raging, and then it's about midnight, right? The lights turn back on after we all have a bunch of deep convos about life and how much we love each other. Because, of course, that's what you do on a co-ed bachelorette party, which was amazing. Like, low-key actually was because best friends, dope moment. Yeah, it was sick. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But then, right, this is where the night takes a motherfucking turn, right?
Right. It can't be all great.
It can't be all great. It can't be all roses and flowers. You can't roses just sail and rainbows.
Mexico.
Nah. No. So it hits midnight and I go, hey guys, I'm ready to call it quits. I'm going to take a shower. I go down to my room, my new room for the night.
Right.
Because, you know, we got, you know, sure. we got threatened with yes. the storm with the old one.
Yeah.
I go down, I take a shower with a little froggy, okay? A little froggy's in my shower. And I say, hey, dude, how's it going? This is a cute little experience. When's the last time you were in your shower in Los Angeles and you right. had a little froggy in there from the outside? Never.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, cute, right? Shower, great, feeling good. I'm going to go to bed. It's dark in there. We still don't, the power just turned on. But hey, it doesn't matter because we're all going to beddy by now, okay? I lay down for maybe 2 minutes. All right. I lay down in bed for maybe 2 minutes.
Right.
And I feel this wave of just utter nausea, utter disgust, confusion, nausea. The feeling you get when you're 4 and you drink too much milk.
Right. Oh.
And guess what? I didn't have any milk and I didn't have that much alcohol.
What I did have
was water. What I did have Uh-oh. In Mexico
yeah.
was some ice.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, could be that.
Sure.
Could be the food I ate.
Sure.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
But I just start profusely throwing up my greens for 14 hours straight. Okay. I'm in this beautiful home in the middle of Mexico with all my best friends. They're all still raging their faces off.
Yeah.
I think I'm being a good girl by going to bed. But no, no, no. God has other plans for me. And I start throwing my brains out until literally 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't sleep a wink. I took over the bride and groom's bedroom. Because I could not get my ass off of the bathroom floor. And I was sharing a bathroom with like 3 other people. They're like, bitch, you gotta go. And I was like, yeah, I know. Luckily, the bride is literally like my very best friend. And her husband's out raging with his buddies. So she like took care of me. God sent angel on this planet Earth. So anyway, that was that. You know, real fun, cute experience. Right. I posted a thirst trap. Got that up there on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Before the fucking barfing started.
Right.
But anyway, needless to say, I texted Madison. I said, I can't wait to get the fuck back to West Hollywood, sit our ass on this couch, and record a podcast. Check in with you guys.
It's so funny because, I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't really like to travel. And then I think about you and like, you hate being anywhere but home. Like, anywhere but home.
I got a cap, right? I got a cap. I can leave LA for...
The cap is like 12 hours.
Oh, it's like 12 to 24,
yeah.
right? And then the following week, I'm in Palm Springs for 4
right,
days straight.
Right,
so
right.
it's just, you know, I got a cap.
So many friends, though.
So when you're... Yeah, so many friends. So when you're sick, though, when you, like, honest to God, when you're sick and you're like, I just...
Oh, my God.
Like, you, the only place you want to be is in your
you
bed.
You want to be dead.
Yeah.
You want
to like,
be dead.
You're yeah. like, the only thing I want to do is lay in my bed right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And I'm like a flight and a car and a passport away from God, being in home, being at home. Like, it's yeah. just like the worst
Hell.
Feeling.
Hell.
Anyway, so, you know.
We're glad you're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back in West Hollywood.
Right.
Maddie doesn't have a girlfriend yet. that's what this.
Already coming in with the slam.
Coming in hardcore with the slam. Yeah. That's what this episode
Uh-oh.
Is going to be about. Maddie kind of knew what the episode was going to be about.
Okay.
But I kind of wanted to blindside her because I'm a good friend.
You wanted to fucking
ambush me? Because I'm a good friend.
Hell yeah, sweet.
I wanted to just like fucking lay it on her. I almost asked her a question before we started and I said, hold on.
Save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Right,
because
right.
I want to get the authentic reaction for myself,
Uh-oh.
For you,
Uh-oh.
And all, you know, everyone that's fucking listening, all 14 of you.
Our friendship is teetering right now.
Oh!
Our friendship is
teetering right now. Bro, don't hit me with that. You know I wouldn't do that shit, all right?
I know, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
No, I mean, I'm pretty guilty too. I just came out of a vacation ship literally
yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Pretty hardcore.
It's like, here's the thing. If you're in a situationship
uh-huh.
and you're testing to see if you guys actually like each other,
sure.
you know what you got to do? You go on a vacation,
oh.
and if you don't miss them when you're on vacation, you don't really give a fuck.
Got it.
If you miss them when you're on vacation, sure. Then you give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's not really a way to test it unless right. you're leaving, like,
got it.
The normal situationship.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Vacationship, yeah. Totally. Whatever you want to call totally. It.
I got you.
So that's what happened. But then, you know, you guys still know a vacationship. Uh-huh. So that right. means she left yeah. LA yeah. Mm-hmm. and like
still was now, temporary.
Yeah, still was temporary. But I'm over here like low key fucking sad.
And we're moving on.
But you know how we move on, you guys?
Yeah.
This is how we move on.
Okay.
This is how we don't get stuck on one person.
Okay.
This is how we don't end up doing what I was maybe doing, what Maddie's maybe doing currently, but we might disagree.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Maddie this question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you guys this question.
Okay. Ready.
When you start dating someone yeah. and you realize that you really fucking like them.
Yeah.
Is it necessary to force yourself to date other people at the same time
right.
so that you are not getting stuck. You're not becoming so infatuated, so lack of a better term, obsessed
yeah.
with one person.
Yeah.
Because when you go from not knowing them one day mm-hmm. to an obsessed feeling a week later.
Sure.
Is that safe?
Sure.
I will let you, I'm going to have you answer first.
Yeah.
Because sure. I'm obviously biased.
Yeah.
So what's your response to that? Is it, I'll ask it again so okay. you guys.
Yeah, give me the question one more time.
Let me ask you it again.
That was like a pretty lengthy question.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking lengthy because yeah. I'm me.
Yeah.
So if you start dating someone and you really fucking like them.
Yeah.
Is it safe to only, and I, what I mean by safe is it, are you able to not obsess over that one person?
Right.
If you only are dating them. Right. You need to date. Is it necessary, in other words,
yeah.
to date, making it longer?
Yeah.
Is it necessary?
This is longer the second time around.
Way longer. Is it necessary to date other people when you start dating someone got that it. You realize you
got
really
it.
Like?
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it.
And Madison Howard's answer is.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. You know?
Honestly, truthfully.
Yeah.
For okay. real.
Necessary? No. I don't think it's like something that you should require yourself to do. I think that you should like definitely be checking yourself. You know, I think there should be like, even if it feels like you're going out of your way to like think about it a little too much, like, I think that that's appropriate. I think that that's mm-hmm. like also the healthier of the obsessing, if that makes sense.
Wait, what's you health? Know? What's healthier?
Like if you're checking, you just
like checking yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. So if you're, even if you're kind of obsessing, you know, over that, like, I think that that's the better option mm-hmm. than like obsessing over the person themselves, mm-hmm. you know, themselves, mm-hmm. I guess. But yeah, I mean like it, yeah, you know, met somebody. Right. Mm-hmm. And this person is pretty, you know.
Stop sugarcoating it. I mean, stop sugarcoating it, bro.
Well, I'm not sugarcoating it. There's just like
pretty. You got pretty, like, pretty like, this, pretty that.
There's like so many words. You know?
You fucking like her a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're probably gonna fucking date her.
Are we making predictions now on the pod?
Oh, this isn't a prediction. This is not a prediction. This is certain. No, dead ass. This is certain.
No, I know. I mean, yeah, like
it's a matter of time.
Right. So yeah, there's part of me that I get the like idea of mm-hmm. yeah, like okay, I need to like keep other people, you know, on the line, so to speak, or like in my back pocket, so that yeah, number one, I'm not like so fucking obsessed with this girl, mm-hmm. and then number two, like if you know, God for fucking bid, something were to happen, and mm-hmm. like you know it. Whatever, we don't talk anymore or whatever the fuck that may be, then I have somebody, you know, like on reserve.
Yeah, you're not like heartbroken.
right. Cause you know, I mean, the saying is the easiest way over somebody is like under somebody else. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you have to also kind of evaluate where, like what you're looking for, you know, like if you're sitting in a place where you're really liking somebody and like, you're like, okay, yeah, the next step is what I want to take, then no, it's not necessary because why would you like expends the effort on somebody else that like mm-hmm. you've already found what you're looking for or mm-hmm. what you want or whatever, you know, even if you don't know what the fuck's going to happen, like you got to kind of.
Okay. Devil's advocate here.
Okay.
You in this situation yeah. are lucky because I feel like you guys both really like each other yeah. and you're understanding that you have to check each other and check yourselves. Yeah. That's an understanding between both of you.
Yeah.
Based off what you've told me and just like knowing you, I don't think you're a fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah. Sweet. Thank you.
But yeah, you're welcome. But this is where I'm talking about where it gets dangerous. Some girls are not capable of checking themselves. Right. You pretend that you are capable of it. You pretend that you are maybe overanalyzing, you're overthinking, you're over this, you're over that. And you try to play the cool card when you are communicating with this girl, said girl, whoever you're dating.
Yeah.
But the truth is that people can see through it.
Right.
Like, so for example, our friend, right? She started dating this girl and she second guesses everything. She's overthinking how she speaks to this girl, how she communicates, how much effort she's putting in. And this is the rule of thumb that I would say, mm-hmm. right? If you feel like you're giving more than you're getting back, then you are. Like, that's usually correct.
Right.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
So the rule of thumb is always match exactly, no matter what. Like, when you're questioning everything, always at the end of the day,
yeah.
you match someone's energy.
Yeah.
So you match exactly what they're giving you.
Right.
And if you're questioning, am I giving more? Then ask yourself, would they do the same for me? Mm-hmm. So like if you're going to their house, this is just a dumb example. If you're going to their house 4 times a week and then you ask them on the fifth night, hey, can you come to mine this tonight? Yeah. And then they hit you with an excuse of like why they can't.
Right.
You're giving more than you're getting back.
Yeah,
and sure. you, it's easy to make excuses for people you like
yeah.
because you like them. So you like back them on anything.
Yeah.
But if you ask yourself like, would this person do the same shit for me? And your answer is no, then they are not only going to, sorry to say it, but disrespect you, mm-hmm. but they'll feel like they have you in their back pocket and not take you as seriously yeah. when it's time to actually pull the trigger to go to the next step.
Right, for sure.
So the way that you
don't want to be a back pocket person.
Never, never. And it's easy to become a back pocket person
yeah.
because if you're, and also if you're a nice person, sometimes
yeah.
you're just a nice person.
Totally.
And then
yeah.
people take advantage.
Right.
And then you have to be like, whoa, like just because I'm nice doesn't mean like you can take advantage of me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like I'm just being nice because I genuinely care and I like you.
Yeah.
But like, don't take advantage of that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You are capable of doing that now. You're capable of checking yourself now.
Yeah.
You right. were not capable of checking yourself before.
Oh God, no. No.
So how are you able to not obsess? What boundaries have you set for yourself mm-hmm. to not obsess over this person? If you're saying it's not necessary to date other people while you're dating her,
mm-hmm.
even though you guys are not exclusive yet,
mm-hmm.
what boundaries are you setting for yourself to help you through this process?
Well, I think actually just kind of the wording that you just said of like, I'm setting boundaries like for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not setting boundaries like for us, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are the us boundaries, you know, mm-hmm. but yeah, what's important to me now is like me, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. and I don't mean that in a shitty way. Not that she's not important to
no,
me. Of course she is. But yeah, in comparison to the last time, like how I feel and what I'm comfortable with and what I, you know, just like just the energy, literally, and energy could be different every fucking day, you know, like I need to listen to that. And I let that like actually sink in and I listen to my feelings and I feel the feelings that
like give an example of something that you were like, oh, I'm like, I'm on the verge. Like an example would be like when you were going to leave the bar with that girl and I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like something like that would be an example of that. An example, I guess, you know, now the only thing that like really comes to mind is like texting, you know, like because, yeah, once in a blue moon or, you know, once forever ago, I mean, it was texting sun up to sundown. Mm-hmm. Like there was not even a moment to fucking, you know, look up and see the sunshine. Like and now I find myself like I still get like so giddy and excited, you know, fucking dork city, but like to get texts from her and to talk to her and stuff like that. But
cute. Barfing, but cute.
So mad at me.
No, I'm not. I'm just selfish.
I know. But yeah, no, I mean, now I like texting. Okay. You know what actually what it is actually I thought about it today. Talking to her doesn't feel like if I don't talk to her, like the relationship's gone. Mm. Now it feels like I talk to her because I want to fucking talk to her and she wants to talk to me. And like, that's how it should always be.
That's how it should be. It's yeah. It should not be a codependency. And I feel like what you experienced before was a codependency. Mm-hmm. It's common for lesbians to be codependent. Yeah. And to, I mean, I've been very codependent as well. Like, I'm not saying like I'm above it. Like, but I also recognize those behaviors in myself and set boundaries for myself as well. Mm-hmm. Opposition of Madison, I actually disagree with Madison.
Yeah.
We disagree on this. Madison does not think it's necessary because she's able to check herself because of her past relationships. I, on the other hand, I'm not so good at checking myself. So the only way that I can stay healthy dating someone I like is by also dating other people at the same time. So, for example, this girl that I've been dating recently, I'm going on another date this weekend and I'm actually stoked about the date. Mm-hmm. I am. But I'm also, there was a part of me that was like, I'm going on this date also because I need to get over.
To not be thinking about who you're not going on a date with.
To not be thinking about someone else.
Yeah.
And because what you do or what what I've seen some of you do is you get in these like modes of a rabbit hole and you're just like, well, this means this and this means that. And she said this and she said that and we experienced this together and blah, and just all this bullshit that like you really truly like should not be thinking about because it's not doing anything for you. Right. And also it's giving off this energy that like that other person can read.
Yeah.
Therefore, and therefore you become less attractive.
Yeah. It's just such wasted energy because no matter how much energy you spend and no matter how like right you feel or good you feel about doing it, like at the end of the day, what comes of it? Like nothing.
Nothing. The only thing that comes of it is that this person can sense that and they are turned off by it because it feels like you're already like all the way in when they're 1 foot out. Uh-huh. So the only, again, you match the energy. If that person's 1 foot out, you're 1 foot out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but the game is always necessary.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that. But you guys listened to the episode on games, assuming you did.
You're player number one.
The game is necessary until you're fucking married.
Yeah.
Even when you're married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to always.
Yeah, it never ends.
Never. Because human nature is to want what you can't have. So if you're always doing 80 and they're doing 20, it's never going to work because that's always going to be the standard for your relationship.
I mean, you should also think about it. Like, why would you even want that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
because you feel like you're striving for something. Because some people are attracted to, right? Like, some people are attracted to the chase. Some people are constantly just looking for that chase, the next chase, the next chase, the next chase. And those people always cheat because they're looking for like the next best thing. They're always looking for the grass is greener on the other side. You know, like they love the game so much, but it's like they don't know like the healthy balance of a game, right?
Yeah.
So like, for example, like the way that you keep that, you keep yourself like, you know, in check for me is to date other people and not only to like, you know, have your own mental like state of mind healthy, but to also just like compare, realize that there's other good people out there as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that like, cause when you're so like zeroed in on one person, you think that they're like the end all be all.
Yeah.
But like, if you go on a date with another great person, you're like, oh, wait a second. Maybe I don't need to like think that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. For sure.
But the downside of that is that it could go the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Is that you, like, let's say you like this girl a lot right now and you go on a date with someone else and you fucking hate them, right?
Yeah.
And you get back home and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to see my girl. Like,
right.
Because you're just like, oh, I just compared everything about this girl to my current girl.
Right, exactly.
And like, now I fucking like her even more. I want to say I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're fucked.
Yeah, then you dug yourself even fucking deeper,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, but also, okay, I want to make this point too, though, of that along the lines of power dynamic, because this was a conversation, LOL, was talking to myself. This is something that I was like saying in my own head because like, and even to go back to, you know, the texting example, I guess for continuity, sometimes like, you know, if I text and like don't get a response for however long or whatever, you know, I feel like, oh fuck, you know, like I feel like, yeah, I got caught with like my pants down sort of feeling, like where it's like, oh, I am like I'm vulnerable, I guess, you know, right. Like I am out there and I, you know, was the last one standing, so to speak, whatever sort of bullshit. And like, I feel like, oh shit, like, yeah, she has the power now because mm-hmm. she hasn't responded, which mm-hmm. is fucking psychotic. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, why the fuck do I give a shit? Mm-hmm. I should be like content, happy and busy enough with my own life and my own shit mm-hmm. to like, for that to not like put a full damper on my fucking day.
Right. And that's also a confidence thing too.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Like it's funny you're bringing this up because this exact thing happened to me last night. Yeah. And not only did I send the last text, I sent a really douchey text.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. And I didn't get, and I'll tell you guys what the text is.
Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just mean to tell the one story from the den. We go to the den.
It's a bar in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay. We're at a bar. Also, was the straightest bar I've been to in four fucking ever. So there were straight people there. So we're sitting there. Blake's sitting across from me. Legs crossed. Arms crossed. She leans back. Leans forward. And goes, hey, look at these two over here. Like tossing her head to the left. You know, like pointing at them like with the top of her head. Like just pointing out to like random people, you know. And I look and I'm like, okay, bet. And then like she's like, I mean, look at them, you know, just look at them. And I go, hey. You're a douche. You are such a fucking douche.
Okay, I wasn't judging them. I was just...
No, I know. I was just like, we were laughing and like, it was a totally funny moment, but it was just like, you were so just like...
Fucking douchebag.
Douchebag.
But it's also, it was because it was such an obvious first date and I love watching yeah. first dates. I love watching first dates. It's yeah. my favorite entertainment.
Yeah, and it was a shit show. It was very well worth you pointing out, but it was amazing. Just so fucking funny.
This guy was so trying to get down her pants and she just couldn't be less interested.
Oh, it couldn't be less.
It was amazing. Couldn't be less. So anyway, going back to the text thing, I feeling that power dynamic of fuck, they have the power now. And like, you feel like an idiot every mm-hmm. time, right? Mm-hmm. Like for a second, but the way you check it is by being like, hold on, I'm fine. Like I said it, what's going to happen? She's going to hate me. Like
also,
who gives a fuck?
If you don't get a response, like, okay.
Like bet,
not
cool.
the end of the fucking world. Every single text message you ever send doesn't need to be responded
right.
to.
So know? I sent a text and it was a very douchey text, nice. Right? So the text was...
Do you want to give a little... synopsis?
Yeah. The okay. text was, she said something about coming to West Hollywood and we were talking about how the fuck did we get on it? Something about looks, right? And then I was like, well, I'm really fucking hot. So like, lucky you. Okay. How douchey.
Oh, and no response.
And then she sends no response. And I'm like, for a second, I was like, oh, she's probably showering. And then yeah. I go, and she's not responding. And she probably thought I was serious. Yeah. And she probably thought I was serious. And she read it and hates me now. And then I go, wait, hold on, Blake. You're fucking joking, obviously.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know you're joking, right. yeah, then this yeah, would have yeah. never worked oh out God. Anyway. 100%. Again, you go yeah. down a rabbit hole. Yeah. But if you're texting three other girls right. that you're going to maybe date or go on dates with, you're not even tripping about that. You're on to the fucking next.
But then it's like the argument of, though, are you even invested in any of them?
No, and you shouldn't be until someone matches the energy. You match the energy every okay. fucking time. So then I was like, all right, bet, fuck it, whatever. And then the next morning she wrote back and was like, yeah, I mean, you are. And, and then I was like, thanks for making me go to bed, like sounding like a complete douchebag. Yeah, and then yeah. it was like over, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like most of the time, like what's going to wreck you tripping about a text message
yeah.
is you saying something about it. Like, let's say she didn't reply to that last night. And then yeah. I go, LOL, I was joking, exclamation.
Oh, God.
Or I go, oh, I didn't mean it like that.
No.
Or just like, oh, thanks for leaving me on red. You know? Like, just,
never try to do like a cute like follow-up.
No, never backpedal.
Cut the follow-up.
You said what you said.
Yeah, and you fucking slam that shit and you leave it there.
And you double down on that shit if someone calls you back. All right? You double down like we said in the past. All right? So the way you avoid that is by being confident in what you said and not overthinking everything you've done, not thinking you fucked everything up. This is something our friend is guilty of right now. Everything yeah. she says and does, she thinks she fucked it up. And I'm like, this girl can tell you or say anything to you that you're dating right now and it affects you so much. That needs to change
yeah.
a fucking sat.
Yeah.
Because it's that energy, not it.
Yeah.
You know? So just be confident in what you're saying, you know,
yeah.
again, you need a confidence booster, go back episode. She went from a 6 to a 10. You need that shit. Go back. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Always give it a good re-listen.
I listen to it when I'm down. I listen to my to Maddie and I talk about it.
You were just gonna say I listen to myself.
I know. Talk. Oh my god, and I'm such a douche. Anyway, so Maddie disagrees because Maddie's able to check herself. I'm not able to check myself. All right, you guys, let us know if you agree with Madison.
Right.
You don't need to be talking to multiple people at once to check yourself into getting so obsessed with one person at once.
Sure.
Or you agree with me. You do need to have multiple people on your roster so that you don't fall into the trap of one girl.
Multiple people on your roster. I mean, fucking douche 3000. Holy shit. I'm dead, bro. And you didn't even register. That just flowed right out. You were like, all right, I'm getting ready to do the outro of this podcast.
Bro, I'm dead.
Dude, oh my God.
All right, you guys. Sweet. Cool. I'm going to go fuck myself. Yeah.
We'll see you again probably like, you know, 4.5 weeks. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
No, we're going to drop it tomorrow. All right. We'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Peace.